All right, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早上好。
Young men, are you guys excited?
年轻人你们
Right, Will, John, Alva, you guys excited?
你们今天有没有很兴奋
All right, parents, families, are you guys excited?
父母家人
All right, very good. You know, this morning, we don't have that many people here still, but we do have the three families, of the young men being baptized.
我们今天早上呢，虽然没有很多人在这里，但是我们这三位弟兄的家人都在这里。
And I don't know. For me, I have not seen Darren and Phoebe. I have not seen, you know, a lot of you guys for a long time.
我已经好久没有见，看见大家了。
And so it's really, powerful. It was, there is a sense for me seeing you that brought,joy to my heart.
所以今天早上我内心非常的高兴能够见到，能够见到大家。
And yet this morning as I was thinking and praying over God's word this week.
今天早上呢，就是我也在思考，这个礼拜我也以着神的话语一直在祷告。
I have this deep, deep sense that we need to recognize that we are one family.
我也意识到就是我内心深处有非常非常深的一种感觉就是我们要意识到我们是一家人
Because of Christ
因为基督
Because those of us who are in Christ
对那些在基督里面的
The language throughout God's word says that we're a family
通过我们的经文神教我们的话语我们知道我们是在主里面是一家人。
And so whether or not you are here in the live stream with us,
所以无论今天你是在这里教堂里与我们聚会
or even those of you at home, we want to recognize that we are all one family, even though we're a little bit separated.
还是在家里与我们一同敬拜的虽然我们分开了但是希望大家能够意识到我们是一家人。
And itDoesn't really matter though, this concept of family, it doesn't matter whether you're in the United States or any other country, this concept of family is global, right?
而且这个家庭的概念不管是你生在美国还是生在其他国家这个家庭的概念是全球的。
Family and this concept of family,Even outside of the church is one of God's most precious gifts to the world.
家庭虽然在教会以外的家庭，这也是神给我们最宝贵的一个礼物。
I was sitting around the breakfast table today with my family.
今天早上我的家人在一起吃早饭的时候。
And just appreciating the sense that we all sat down to eat together.
我也很感激就是我们能够坐在一起吃享用早餐
Even though there were little arguments around the table
虽然在饭桌上也有一些小小的争执
My son had sauce all over his face
我儿子嘴巴上都沾满了酱
It's definitely not the picture of like a perfect family
当然这不是一个完美的家庭
But I think we all know even with all the imperfections of our family how importantbelonging to family is.
虽然我们知道我们家庭都不是完美的但是我们知道属于一个家庭是多么的重要。
And so this morning I wanted to just start by framing out this story of a family, a wonderful couple, this husband and wife, that I heard their story, you know, about 10 years ago.
所以今天早上呢我要开头是要跟大家讲一个故事就是一对夫妇我大概十多年前认识他们的。
This was a wonderful couple and yet they really struggled to have children.
这是一对非常好的夫妇但是那时候呢他们一直在挣扎因为孩子因为没有孩子。
Roadblock after roadblock, they had tried for years,to be a family that has children, because a husband and wife is a family, but they wanted to be a family with children.
他们已经试了好几年了，就是想要有一个孩子。虽然一对夫妇已经是一个家庭了，但是他们希望要有一个孩子。
And as they tried, it just seemed like there was roadblock after roadblock that would prevent them from being able to have their own children.
虽然他们一直在试图要一个孩子, 但是总觉得就是 障碍接着障碍一直在阻碍着他们这个梦想。
Now they were Christians. They were actually very mature, God-loving people.
他们是非常成熟的,非常爱神的一对基督徒夫妇。
So obviously they prayed. So obviously they prayed.
所以很明确的他们当然也祷告。
They were checking their heart to see if their prayer was pleasing to the Lord and in the right direction.
他们也检查自己的内心, 确认他们的祷告是讨神喜悦的。
And the wife started to talk to the husband about considering adoption.
那妻子呢, 丈夫提出, 或许可以考虑就是领养一个孩子。
And yet the wife, when she was very honest, she said that she was so frustrated.
当然, 那个妻子同时也很 坦诚地说, 她非常觉得非常的气馁。
To the point where sometimes, even in her prayers, she found herself angry.
甚至有时候她, 在祷告的时候, 她发现自己是生气的祷告的。
She often asked the Lord, why?
她通常, 向神问, 为什么会这样呢?
Why did it seem so easy for everyone else to have babies, and yet it was so difficult for them?
为什么对人家来说是如此容易的, 有孩子, 对我们来说为什么这么困难呢?
And they prayed and prayed over the years.
他们好多年就一直祷告。
And as time went on,
当时间过去的时候,
the Lord actually began to open their hearts more and more to the concept of adoption.
神呢, 开始打开了他们的心门, 让他们, 接受这个, 领养孩子这个,
So they began to research it.
然后他们呢就开始做一些调查。
And they even, as they researched it, they learned that adoption is actually not a very easy process in and of itself.
在这当中，他们也了解到，其实领养孩子并不是那么容易的。
And they prayed and received confirmation that they should move forward with this process of adopting a child.
他们呢也一直在祷告，同时呢。 同时也从神那里得到肯定性，他们应该去领养一个孩子。
So they started to get excited again, excited.
所以他们呢, right? 又开始感到很兴奋。
They're excited, they're looking forward to now considering having a child as part of their family.
他们呢也开始兴奋了，他们呢在想着就是他们会有一个孩子成为他们家庭的一员。
And yet, they started to hit roadblocks after roadblocks again.
但是呢，这其中呢，他们又开始遇到了很多困难。
It was this emotional roller coaster.
这就好像他们的情绪上呢，波动非常的大。
Now, not everyone is an emotional type wired person.
那不是说每一个人都是没有感emotional
person like not, you know.
不是每个人都是很有情绪化的。
Right, but in a process like this, when you're hoping and you're expecting to have a baby and then it gets taken away, you know, that's an emotional roller coaster.
但是呢,
I think we've all been through that.
但是呢, 在这个过程中, 你是期望得到一个孩子, 然后呢, 好像这个期望呢, 又破灭了。 所以这种情绪上的波动是非常的,
And so even in this process of adoption, they went through this all over again. They were expecting and hoping and excited to adopt a child, and yet they hit roadblock and roadblock again.
在这个就是领养的过程中呢，他们的期望呢，一次又一次被打灭。
It was a process like many, full of excitement.
这就是一个就是过程，就是他们充满了兴奋。
And then they had joy.
喜乐,
and yet you'd have this struggle.
然后呢,又有挣扎,
and you have this pain.
然后又有痛苦,
you see a little bit of light.
你看到了一点光明,
and then it starts to close out.
但是呢,这光明又消失了。
And I remember specifically this husband's sharing.
我特别的记得这位丈夫和我的分享。
Because He was describing how they were adopting a child from another country.
他在告诉我们就是他们如何从另外一个国家领养一个孩子。
The country of Kazakhstan.
这个国家是哈萨克斯坦。
And he was sharing how they would have to go through different agencies because it's a country from an, because it's a, an adoption from another country. You have to work with the American agencies and the Kazakhstan agencies.
因为他们呢是国际领养，所以他们呢要通过不同的一些，不同的中间的一些媒体，要通过美国的一些媒体，然后又要通过国外的一些。
And then even as parents, they had to go through different tests of whether or not they would qualify to be a parent.
作为领养的父母呢，他们要接受很多的测试，看看他们是不是合格的父母。
And even as they worked through these tests and through these agencies, they realized that at any moment, they might be disqualified or lose this chance to adopt this baby.
在接受这些检查的过程中呢，他们也意识到，就是任何时刻，他们都有可能就是失去这个希望。
And even as I was listening to him share, it was seeming to me like the process of adoption and choosing to become a parent for adopting a baby or adopting a child was more intentional. Like you had to make conscious decisions to say, I really want to move forward as a parent than compared to like natural childbirth, which sometimes just happens.
当我听着他的分享的时候，我就觉得好像 领养一个孩子，所要经过的，就是你所要所做的决定，比我们就是自己生孩子的决定还要大。And
yet, he shared the joy.
但是他同时也分享了他的喜乐。The
absolute joy that he had.
他所拥有的这个完完全全的喜乐。When
in 2007 he received the email.
当2007年他收到了这封email
that approved them to be the parents of this baby boy that was born in Kazakhstan.
他们可以成为这位在喀萨克斯坦出生的孩子的父母。
And they saw on the email the picture of the baby boy who was to be theirs.
他们也在email当中看到了这位男婴儿的照片。
Years later, this baby boy is now surrounded and has been growing up in this loving Christian family.
几年以后，这位男孩子在这个有爱的家庭的基督教的家基督徒的家庭里面成长。
And I always wonder what is the mindset of that little boy to know that he has the privilege of growing up in this gospel-centered family.
我有时候就在想，就是这位男孩子，面对这样一个情况是怎么想的呢？他能够在这个这位充满爱心的基督徒家庭里成长。
But what struck me most
那对我来说震惊最大的是
was something that the father had said.
是这位父亲所说的。
He said this, it was something like this. He said that adoption begins with the parents' initiative, not the child's invitation. I put that up on them.
他说收养是从父母亲这里开始的，而不是从孩子这里开始的。Adoption
begins with the initiative of the parents, not the child's invitation.
领养是始于父母的，并不是始于孩子的。
That, can you imagine this? Before that baby was ever, before that baby boy was ever born,
你可以想象吗？在这位婴儿出生之前，
he had parents in America who loved him.
他已经有了一对父母，在美国的父母爱他们。
Before this baby boy was ever abandoned in this children's hospital in Kazakhstan.
在这位男婴儿被遗弃到这个儿童医院之前，
he had a mom and dad who were making plans in America to adopt him. And while this baby boy was lying in the middle of the night in an orphanage,
当这位婴儿躺在, 孤儿院里的时候,
he had a mom and dad that was ready, that was looking forward, that was going through the paperwork to adopt him into their family.
他已经有一对父母在准备一切的材料,一切的东西要收养他。
And one day when this baby boy was finally in the arms of his loving parents,
到那一天,当这位婴儿在他这位有爱心的父母的怀抱里的时候,
he had no idea all that had been done.
他根本就不知道他父母所做的一切,
apart from anything that he did,
除了他自己所做的,
so that he could be where he was today.
这一切都是为了他能够成为这个家庭的一份子。
This orphan boy,
这位孤儿,
who now was a cherished son,
是被这位孤儿现在是一个被珍爱的孩子。
Not because this little boy pursued these parents,
并不是因为这个男孩子来追求他的父母,
but because these loving parents pursued him,
而是因为这对有爱心的父母去寻求了他。
Even before he was born,
甚至在他出生之前就寻求了他。
You see, this is the framework that I wanted to give you before we even read God's word this morning.
这就是, 在我们今天读神的话语之前, 我希望大家能够得到的一个, 概念。
This is a picture that I wanted to put in your mind.
这是一幅, 我希望大家能够有深刻印象的图案。
So that when we read from Ephesians 1 right now,
现在让我们来读以弗所书第一章。
That you would have this picture in your mind.
那你就会有, 这幅图案在你的脑海里。
And that you would actually feel God's word this morning.
那你能够真正的体会到神的话语。
Yeah, I want you to feel God's word.
我希望你能够, 感受到神的话语。
I pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal the word to you.
我祷告圣灵能够显示, 他的话语,
I know that you have a mind to understand the words.
我知道你能够理解这些话语,
but this morning I wanted you to feel God's word.
但是今天早上我希望你能够体会到感受到神的话语。
So follow with me as we just go through verses 3 through 7.
大家跟我一起读, 第三节到第七节。
Alright, verse 3.
第三节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神, 祂在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Verse 4, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him.
第四节, 就如神从创立世界以前, 在基督里拣选了我们, 使我们在他面前成为圣洁, 无有瑕疵。
In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons, as children, through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will.
又因爱我们,就按着自己旨意所喜悦的,预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
To the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。 这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace.
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎, 过犯得以赦免, 乃是照他吩咐的恩典。
These three young men who are here today to be baptized,
我们今天在这里要接受洗礼的三位年轻人。
They are loved by their parents, yeah? Yes.
我们知道他们的父母非常爱他们。
But get this.
但是大家要理解。
They are cherished by their heavenly Father.
他们更被我们的天父所珍爱。
They are cherished by God Himself.
他们被神自己所珍爱。
They are cherished not because they pursued God.
他们被神珍爱不是因为他们去追求神。
But that God pursued them.
而是神来寻求他们。
They are not cherished because of how good they are.
他们被珍爱不是说他们很好。
Because believe you me, I know them three as well.
相信我，我很知道他们这三位。
I think their parents know them.
他们的父母也知道他们。
Not everyone at church knows them.
不是说每教会里每位弟兄都认识，都知道他们。
They are not that good all the time. All right?
他们不是说，他们并不是那么好的。
Sometimes really not so good, right, parents?
有时候，有时候。
Yeah, nodding right there.
有时候真的不是那么好。
But see, they are cherished by God not because they're so good.
所以我们知道他们被神所爱不是因为他们是很好的人。
They're cherished by God because God chooses to cherish them.
他们被神所珍爱是因为神选择了要去爱他们。
And because they are already, not today, Chairman, they are already adopted in the family of God.
是因为他们已经被接受收养到神的家庭当中了。
God can say to them,
神和他们说
,like verse 3, I have blessed you with every spiritual blessing that I can give to you.
就像在第三节说神说我已经给你了我们天上各样属灵的福气。
That God could say to them, like verse 4, I have chosen you, before the foundation of the world.
就像第四节说，我已经选择了你们，在神创立世界以前，我已经选择了我们。
Say that with passion, before the foundation of the world. Can you get that?
神从创立世界以前，就选择了我们。
Can you wrap your heads around that?
那我们能不能把我们的我停留在这里思考这段经文呢
？Before God even spoke the universe into creation,
在神开口创立这个宇宙之前
，Before He even created the heavens and the earth,
在他创造天和地之前
，Before God even said, "Let there be light,"
在神说让世上有光之前。
He loved these three boys.
他已经爱了这三位年轻人。
He cherished them in his heart.
他从内心的爱他们。
God chose you.
神选择你。
God initiated to love you.
因为这爱是从神那里开始的。
Before anything even existed.
在世界一切被创造之前。
God is saying to you three boys,
神已经在和这三位年轻人说
I have loved you before you ever even knew of me.
在你认识我之前我早就已经爱你了
Even when you're wrecking your life in sin,
甚至在你充满罪恶的生命当中
Even when you are still just lost in darkness,
甚至还在你迷失和在黑暗之中时候
I was making plans to adopt you into my family.
我已经在做计划，要把你接受到我们这个家庭来。
And verse 7 indicates that he says, "I have paid everything. I have paid the price so that I can adopt you into my family."
就像第七节说的，我已经付出了一切的代价，就是要把你领养到。我们的家庭当中之
，Because there was a tremendous cost to bring you in to my family.
为了让你成为我家庭中的一员，这个代价是非常大的。
But I have paid that price.
但是我已经付出了。
There's no cost that was too great for me to bring you in. There was no cost that is too great to bring you in.
没有比这个代价更大的代价，我可以使我可以把你领养到我的家庭当中。
So that God says, I was even willing to give up my own son.
我甚至放弃我自己的亲生儿子。
The Son of God, Jesus Christ.
神的亲生儿子耶稣基督。
So that His death was the payment.
他的死就是这个代价。
And I was willing to pay that price.
但是我愿意付出这个代价。
There's no price that was too big for me to adopt you.
没有比这个更高的代价我可以付出了。
So that you can be redeemed and cleansed by His blood.
所以你可以被救赎，你可以用他的宝血洗净。
So that God can say to Will and John and to Alva.
所以神可以这样对Will John 和 Alva 说
And any one of us who are in Christ
对我们在基督里的任何一位来说
I have loved you before you even knew me
在你认识我之前我已经就爱了你
I have pursued you not that you have pursued me
我寻求了你并不是因为你寻求我
I have loved you with an everlasting love
我的爱是永久的。
I was prepared to show all the mercy I needed.
我已经准备好所有的怜悯。
Even before I said, "Let there be light."
甚至在我开口说让世上有光。
I was willing to break down any wall to come after you.
为了寻找你，我愿意就是打破所有的围墙。
I was willing to carry.All the burden, because I knew you couldn't carry it.
我也愿意就是承担所有的重担，因为我知道你不能承担。
I paid it all.
我已经付出了。
So that you could be mine.
就是为了你可以成为我的。
Isn't that so powerful?
大家觉得这是不是非常的有力量呢？
You see, being a part of God's family.
成为神家庭当中的一员。
Has nothing to do with what you have done.
并不是因为你所做的。
But it has everything to do with what Christ has done.
都是因为基督所做的。
This morning, being a part of God's family.
今天早上成为神家庭中的一员。
It has nothing to do with what you have done.
并不是因为你做了什么。
But it has everything to do with what Christ has done.
是完全靠基督所做的一切。
You guys tracking with that?You guys understand that? You guys amen that? Under your mask, I can hear it. Amen. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I've been working in youth ministry since I was like 20 years old.
我在20岁左右就在我们的年轻人团契当中服侍了。
Okay, that makes it about, I'm 45, turning 46, so that's about 25 years in youth ministry.
那我已经在这个服侍当中大概已经服侍了25年。
And I didn't even want to do it in the beginning.
我一开始其实并不愿意去做。
Someone asked me to do it.
有人来问我。
And I was like, you gotta be crazy to work with youth.
我就跟他说、okay? 和年轻人事工是非常可怕的。
Because every parent of a teenager knows that that child drives you crazy.
因为所有的青少年的家长都知道这些青少年可以使我们抓狂。
So all of us who are working with your teenagers, oh, you gotta just say amen. Thank the Lord that there are people.
所以希望你们能够感谢神就是这些能够和青少年能够服侍青少年的这些同工。
But I'll tell you what, it is probably one of the most special ministries that I've ever been a part of it.
但是我要告诉大家，为青少年服侍，我做的服侍当中最特别的一个事工。
It is so special.
对我来说是如此的特殊。
I call it special education.
我称它为特殊教育。
No, I'm just kidding. It's a special ministry because you want to know why?
这是一个特殊的一个事工，你知道为什么吗？
Because there's been no other ministry.
因为没有其他的事工。
Where I get to work with people.
我可以和人一同做工。
I get to share with them about how God pursues them.
我可以和他们分享神是如何去寻求他们的。
And I get to literally see God changing their lives.
And 我也看到他们，我也看到神是如何改变他们的生命的。
I get to see a life go from darkness into light all the time.
我也亲眼目睹，就是我也亲眼目睹有的生命是如何从黑暗当中来到光明之中的。
I get to see the gospel take root in someone's heart.
我也看到福音如何在一些人心中真正扎了根。
And like it says in Romans chapter 6 verse 4.
就像罗马书
chapter
6:4,
verse 4, it gives us this picture that baptism is like this picture where we are buried into death, into the water, like Christ was dead.
罗马书六章四节给我们的一幅图案就是洗礼，就是我们进到水里就像死了一样。
And it says, like Christ was raised from the dead, we too can have this new life and walk. It says, in the newness of life.
然后就像基督从死里复活一样，我们从水里出来，然后就有了生命，有了新的生命，然后我们一举一动就有新生的样式。
And so we get to see the newness of life.
然后我们可以看到这个新生命。
And the picture is that we keep walking our whole life, whether you're 17 years old or you're 75 years old, you're still walking in newness of life.
不管我们是17岁还是70岁，那我们的一举一动都要有新生的模样。
And so I get to see these lives go from like death into life.
所以呢，我也得到机会看到这些生命从死里复生。
And these three boys,
那这三个男孩子
，Right, Kai? A few times we had our doubts, right? Right? We're like, oh man, these guys are, I don't know, man.
有时候呢，我们也有过怀疑他们有生命吗
？Because parents, you know.
那父母们，你们也知道。
Their changes don't occur immediately.Right?
他们的转变不是立马改，立马发生的。
There's still sometimes as a parent, you're home like, are you in Christ? Because I just want.
那有些父母可能在家里也非常的生气，质问你是真正的在基督里面吗
？Changes don't happen overnight.
改变不是一夜之间的。
Transformation doesn't happen overnight.
转换也不是一夜之间的。
But that's why the Bible says you're raised with Christ to walk this whole life in the newness of your life.
所以经文里说你和你就像基督一样起来，然后你的一举一动有新生的样式。
These boys today, they're not being baptized to receive a newness of life, no.
这三位男孩子今天接受洗礼并不是说为了接受新的生命。
They chose to be obedient to Christ.
他们选择了要向基督顺服。
And they are being baptized today because they already have the newness of life. You guys with me?
正是因为他们已经有了新的生命，所以他们今天选择接受洗礼。
And so we need to pray for them.
所以我们需要为他们祷告。
And we need to pray for ourselves.
我们要为我们自己祷告。
Because if God has done all of that, He's paid all the price to pursue us and to bring us into His family.
因为为了寻求我们，为了让我们成为他神家庭当中的一员，神已经付出了所有的代价。
And through His Son, He's given us new life.
通过他亲生儿子，他给了我们的新生命。
Don't we want to be the people who will just keep walking and walking in the newness of life?
所以我们难道我们不想成为这些有新生命的人，一直和基督耶稣同行呢
？Don't you want to wake up every morning and say, "I have new life"?
你每天早上醒来的时候，你难道不想说吗？我有新生命。
Today I'm in the family of God, yo.
今天我是在神的家庭里。
God help me to walk in the newness of my life.
神陪着我一同在新生命里行走。
So pray for these boys.
所以我们要为这三位男孩子祷告。
Because you're going to see them grow to become men. Men, we want men, right? We want men who walk in newness of life.
我们会看着他们成长，成为真正的男人，在新生命里行走。
But then we got to pray for ourselves.
但是我们要为自己祷告。
Because I'll tell you what, I want to walk in newness of life.
为什么呢? 因为我也想和神一同行。
Don't you all want to walk in newness of life every day?
难道我们大家不希望这样吗?
Yes.
我们希望能够和, 每天在新生命里行走。
So I'm going to give the time to the boys.
所以我把接下来时间交给这三位男孩。
Right? Oh, I call them the boys. They're not really 小男孩子, okay? That's the English phrase. They're the boys, B-O-I-S. That's how they call themselves, the boys. All right? They're going to come up and share their testimony.
他们会一个接着一个上来,
but they're nervous sometimes, okay?
我们也知道他们可能会紧张。
But I'm going to tell them right now, they don't have to be nervous because they're with family.
但是我希望他们不要紧张, 因为他们是和家人在一起。
Are you all their family?
Yes.
So let me pray a blessing over them. Father,
天父,
we thank you that you pursued them. We thank you that you love them even before they ever knew you.
甚至在他们认识你之前你就爱了他们。
And now we are so honored to hear their story.
那今天我们也非常的喜乐我们能够听到他们的故事。
Would you allow their story to be encouraging to each one of us today?
请允许让他们的故事来鼓励我们当中每一位。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。Amen. Amen.
All right. Our first up to bat, our brother Alva, he'll come up.